Hey guys, so welcome to this incredible training group. I'm so excited to be starting this and kicking this off with you guys. This is the To Infinity and Beyond training group, and yes, it was named after a Disney movie, but we had to, really. So we are gonna fast forward your business, we're gonna gain momentum, and we are gonna triple your income all in the span of 2 weeks. And yes, it's gonna happen because we have literally the best of the best helping us through this over the next 2 weeks. I'm so excited. This is the first training group of its kind that we've ever done on this team. We've gathered together the top 10 coaches on Team Uproar, all diamond or super close to diamond rock stars that each have their own set of skills and strengths that I'm so excited to hear from. So we are kicking things off today and we're starting strong, just so you know, get ready. And we're gonna take you right until the end of the month of February. This is an incredible month. It's a Team Cup month. There's so many people rocking Success Club and starting their business. We have a ton of new coaches joining this team, which is so amazing. So if you're a brand new coach and you are starting with this training, congratulations, you have such an advantage. I'm so excited about this. Over the span of the next 2 weeks, we're gonna hear from each of these amazing coaches. So first off, Hanny Thomas, who is a veteran coach on Team Uproar. She, let it be known, was my first real coach, and she's still with me and she's rocking it. She has such a strong team, and I think Hanny's biggest strength is definitely rocking incredible challenge groups and sharing her journey so well on social media. The second coach that's part of this amazing group of people is Melissa Bordage, who is honestly incredible. She lives in the same city as me. She's my success partner. We've traveled to so many live events together, and I think that's really the biggest takeaway that she's going to share with you guys, and her biggest aha moments, as well as how to be super productive in a day, because she rocks it at that. The third coach is Christina De La Portas, which you guys probably always see her name on the Success Club chart as being the top rock star of the month every single month, time and time again. So that is definitely what she's going to share with you guys, as well as how to grow your team super effectively, because she kills it at that. The fourth coach that is going to talk to you guys is my husband, Andre. He is incredible for the business. Really, we make a really great team together, and he's going to talk about how to work with your spouse and how to do this properly and how to utilize their skill set. He's also going to talk to you about investing in your business and how to really generate more revenue by reinvesting the money that you are making, a portion of it, into your business and what to allocate it towards. The other person that's going to talk to us is none other than Ali Malinowski, newly married, lovely lady who rocks it at so many different things in this business, recruiting, Success Club, challenge tracks. She is just a very, very organized person, and I think that she learned a lot of these skills from personal development and training. So she's going to talk to you a little bit about all of those things, I think, and really give you her best tips for success. The other rock star, who's also a veteran coach on the team, I would say, is Michelle March. So Michelle and Hanny were both the first diamonds on Team Uproar, and Michelle is just an absolutely amazing person. She's actually in med school, so homegirl knows how to manage her business well, being incredibly busy. And the other thing that she's really great at is sharing the coaching opportunity with people and getting that communication via email just so rock solid that the person definitely follows through and signs up. And she's going to share some amazing tips for that. I'm obviously a part of this, and I'm going to share everything from social media to my aha moments and beyond. And another rock star that is gonna be talking to you guys a few times actually is Lauren McHugh, who's diamond coach on the team, total rock star, okay? Success Club earner. She was the top coach of 2014 for Team Uproar, like just beyond. She's gonna share the three vital behaviors and what she does to consistently grow her business. The other coach that's gonna be talking to you guys, and I'm so excited to hear from her, she is actually Lauren McHugh's success partner. And she's gonna talk about that concept of having a success partner, as well as completely annihilating fears and objections and just that kind of mumble jumble that goes on in your head when you first start up as a coach. And I remember Caitlin had just stomped on all these fears right from the get-go, and she just completely took off from there. So I think she's going to talk about her aha moments, summit, live events, success partners, amongst all other things, including social media, of course, because she rocks at that. Another coach that rocks social media is Ariana Michelle Infozino, and she is like next next level amazing. I had found her social media and I was like, this girl needs to be a coach on this team. And of course, now she's rocking it. She's a hot second away from Diamond with an amazing team. And she is definitely going to talk about finding your confidence and sharing your story because she does that so well, especially on social media. So as you guys can see, we're going to go over the top tips from the top coaches, the top earners, and the top producers on the entire team. So I'm pumped about this. We're getting started today. Really quickly before we start, I definitely want to go over the rules of engagement. If you guys haven't checked them out, they're in the Clubhouse rules of this group. There's a document and definitely take the time to read it. But really quickly, I think the biggest point that I want to go over is to own your data. And a lot of people probably saw that and went, what the heck is she talking about? That just means to be resourceful. Resourcefulness is one of the biggest characteristics of a top coach. They search for stuff themselves. They don't go straight to their upline coach. They Google it. They use the live chat. They use the FAQ. They figure it out on their own. Of course, I also encourage everybody to be nice and constructive towards everybody. Be concise when you're posting. Bulleted points, please, like no novel posts for everybody to have to go through and spend hours reading. Be patient. If you ask a question, we will get back to you. Be uplifting. Be amazing. You guys are. I've never really witnessed anything like that on our team, but I just did want to drive that point home. And the most important part other than being resourceful is no poaching. These top coaches are sharing everything with you guys. That does not mean to go to their social media pages and copy what they're doing. These people are basically putting their entire business out in the open for everybody to see and sharing their top tips with you guys. So the last thing that I'd want is for them to be penalized for that. So definitely just be aware of that. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit today, but the concept of not reinventing the wheel doesn't mean copy and pasting what the top coaches are doing. It does mean that you can look at what they're doing and be inspired by it and recreate it in your own individualized way. But definitely in no way do I ever encourage people to copy and paste or screenshot something somebody else is doing and pretend that it's theirs and put their watermark on it. That is taking content and poaching, and it's not what we do on this team. So I really wanted to drive that point home. And thank you so much, you guys, for all your passion commitment. You guys are so pumped up and I'm loving all of the comments in this group. Another topic that I really wanted to touch on was the concept of checking in. You need to show up every single day. If you aren't actively participating and commenting and doing the homework that the coach provides you, you aren't getting the full potential out of this training. So we really, really want that for you. And I've personally noticed a difference in training groups that I've been in that I don't actively participate and I don't get everything that I should out of it. So we want that for you. And if you aren't checking in consistently, you will be removed. So there has to be some sort of accountability, and that's what we're going to do. We know it's harsh, but that's what we want for you guys. We want the most out of this for you. So one of my favorite Tony Robbins lines is definitely that success leaves clues. And I would have to say that that was one of my biggest aha moments in this business. About 2 months in, I wrote down the top 20 coaches in Beachbody. And you can find that at any time. It's in your back office. It's completely available to us. You just go in under incentives and rewards in the top menu bar, and you'll see an area that says the top 10 elite leaderboard. And they actually show you the top 25 coaches in the business. So what I did is I wrote every single one of their names down and I Googled them. I found out what made them special and what was making them so successful, whether that be a blog, their Instagram, what type of content they were sharing. And I really recreated that for myself. And that's how I grew my Instagram. That's how I started a blog. It was all based on what I was seeing these top coaches do, right down to how they were talking to their team and how they were motivating people on a daily basis. So that's what I really want to share with you today is basically my journey. I want to take you to the very beginning. I've been a coach for about a year and a half now, and I want to share with you exactly what I did. And I'm telling you, it wasn't anything special. I posted consistently and I had milestones and I had goals that I really wanted to hit. And I'm going to show you and break it down exactly to the date of how I did that. So I signed up as a coach in early June of 2013. I think it was actually June 1st. And from there, all I did was share my story. I didn't overwhelm myself with the details of having to start a challenge group and having to go public and tell everybody I was a Beachbody coach, because I really wanted it to come off sincere. And it was sincere. I loved Beachbody. So what I did is I started by sharing my journey. I shared my transformation. I shared a little bit about myself. I was very open and honest. Yes, it was terrifying. And I did not want to post my before pictures and it was scary, but I took a leap of faith, just like I did by signing up. And I was so glad that I did it. Really, it changed everything in my business. And it really made me believe in myself to be able to write that down and write through what I had been through in the past couple of years and stuff that nobody really knew about me, really kind of opened my eyes to the possibilities of this entire business and how much that you can really inspire somebody by just being open and honest and sharing your journey. So that's really what I did. I was a product of the product. I shared that I had done Turbo Fire and I had done Insanity, and I just talked about that. And from there, I started Focus T25 when it launched at Summit, which I attended 2 weeks later after signing up as a coach. Now, I am by no means saying to sign up as a coach and go to a live event like Summit 2 weeks later. I know that that's an extreme case, but to be honest, I didn't go to Summit for business building activities. I thought that was the last thing that I would learn while being there. I went because I wanted to work out with Sean T and Shalene. That's really why I went. I was such a fangirl of Insanity and Turbo Fire that I just really, really wanted to do the live workouts. But little did I know that by going to Summit, I would see all the possibilities. I would really be immersed in what was possible with being successful with this business. I saw people in the Millionaires Club. I saw how fit and happy everybody was and how accomplished they all were. And it really drove it home and made it real for me. So I think that that's a huge part of this, was just that mindset shift of really understanding that this is a $1 million business, and it definitely can be. And I now see it as that, and that's how I treat it every day. And attending Summit, I have to say, was one of my biggest aha moments. It was absolutely incredible. And I would definitely suggest that you get yourself registered for Summit or the Success Club trip or both. A live event will change your business forever. So when I returned home from Summit, I quickly got onto the concept of creating a website for myself. It was by no means perfect. It was just a place that I could send customers that I knew would be inquiring once I shared that I was open for business. And to me, this was the perfect way to announce on social media that I had started a business. To share your website or even your Facebook fan page is perfect. I really think that the concept of going public and sharing on social media and with people in your life that you are a Beachbody coach and share what you do and how you can help them is a huge step in somebody's business. It is a huge milestone, because I understand that it is terrifying and I had those fears as well. It definitely is something to set as a goal for yourself and to do it more than once. I shared my transformation. I talked about my website. I shared my challenge group. I shared a little bit about myself and about me in a post. I did it more than once. So you really want to drive that point home and show people that you are truly that go-to person that they can go to for advice and that you're open for business. So when I had started as a coach, I had set a goal for myself, obviously, to go Emerald and hit Success Club and start a challenge group, all the things that you do when you start as a coach. And so to give you a little bit of a timeline, I wasn't one of those coaches that hit Emerald in the two first days of being a coach. It took me a little bit of time to get my wheels turning and to wrap my head around how I was going to do this. And I really wanted to absorb all the information to start with. And really, I feel like a lot of coaches think that it's an overnight success, and it's not. It took me 2 months to go Emerald, and that was just to sign up my husband and my mom, to be honest. That was how I went Emerald. And all I needed was just that little push and that little motivation from my upline coach to do it. So if you're searching for that, reach out to your upline coach and ask them what they did. Chances are they probably signed up two people that they knew, their go-to people. That is how most people go Emerald. And you know what? It's the smartest way, because now Andre, my husband, benefits from my Team Cycle bonus, and he has built his business as well. And he's almost a star diamond coach. So that's incredible. Just from me signing him up to be Emerald right from the beginning. So that's really what I would suggest to you. If you're a brand new coach, get yourself to Emerald. It really creates that momentum in your business. You start getting leads. We're going to talk all about hitting Emerald in this training, but really it was that thing that made my business real for me and kind of started the cogs and really created that momentum. So I would say that, and then hitting Success Club. And you know what was funny? The month that I hit Success Club in August was a Team Cup month. I was on the same team as my upline coach, Ashley, and I really, really pushed hard to get Success Club 10. And you know what though? That put the wheels in motion for a goal that I never let go of. And I'm now a Success Club 10 All-Star because I never let go of hitting Success Club. And I truly believe that it's the thing that has made me so consistent and so goal-driven in my business. The other thing I did was I set a date for my challenge group, and I started advertising that. I started adding value and sharing the concept of a challenge group and what program I was doing. And I drove that point home. I picked Focus T25 because it's what was launched at Summit that year. And I absolutely loved it. It was a quick version of Insanity that I had gotten started with. So to me, it just made sense. It had come full circle. I started my journey with Beachbody with Insanity, and I was starting my coaching journey with the newer version of it. So I thought that that was perfect. And like I said, daily workouts, Focus T25, and Shakeology. I was a product of the product, and I was truly striving to just add value on social media on a daily basis. Now, if you were to go back to my Instagram more than 80 weeks ago, you would see that my Instagram, what it was back then, is not what it is today because it's a skill that I developed. I learned how to post properly and how to add value. But what I did back then is I just learned. I just kept trying new things. I made sure that I was consistent. I kept sharing the journey. So I shared everything that I could about me doing my workouts and really just striving to inspire people on a daily basis. So I offered accountability, I invited to my challenge group consistently, and I made it a point to add value. I showed people the workout moves from Focus T25. I had a thing called 100 Days of Focus. In hindsight, I probably shouldn't have done 100 days. It was a bit hard to take on. Maybe 25 days would have been better, but these are all just things that I kept trying to add value to my following on social media, and that's really what built that trust and that level of connection that I had with them. And so after forming these connections with different challengers and different people that I had personally invited, I had reached out to a ton of people. I had just personally emailed and Facebook messaged a ton of people that were in my network already, my sister, my best friend. And yes, I did get some no's and some not right nows, but eventually that grew my business. Some of the challengers signed up as coaches and it really grew and I hit diamond in November. Now that wasn't from any mash outs, that was from real connections. So when you guys see those help wanted posts, that was months later. I had done my first help wanted post after I was a diamond coach, just to let you know. So I had already formed connections and already built that trust after way more than 6 months of being on Instagram and adding value to people's lives. With consistency and following up and making sure that I'm continuously building new connections and forming new relationships with people, I built a very solid business in less than half a year, but it was all based on consistency and belief in myself and belief in Beachbody and never giving up. A great way to measure if you're being consistent in your business is Success Club. That's the whole point of Success Club. It's a measure of how much you're growing your business on a consistent basis. So hitting SC5, Success Club 5, every single month and striving for 5 points will ensure that your business will triple by next month. Make sure that you strive for that. Make it a no matter what goal. That's what I've done. And the more Success Club points, the more your business is going to grow because the more connections you're forming. So what I'd love for you to do today is to plan out the beginning of your 2015. Now we're already more than a month and a half into 2015. I want to help you set some serious goals and an amazing timeline. Just like the timeline I just showed you of exactly how I got started and what I did and when and how I hit Emerald, you should have that laid out for yourself. So I've kind of made one for you that you can fill in the blanks with, and it should definitely include things like sharing your transformation and getting yourself a transformation. You know, the best way to do that is do a 21-day program like the 21 Day Fix Extreme. You can share your journey in less than 21 days and start inviting now. That is the way to do it. You want a start date for your challenge group. You want to set a goal for when you want to hit Emerald and how many Success Club points you want to get on a consistent basis every single month. Setting these goals will make them that much more achievable. You should definitely be setting a date for going public. That should be one of the first things that you do. And just strive every single day to be posting on social media 3 times and adding value as much as possible so that way when Sunday night or Monday night or whenever you decide to share your challenge group and invite people, they don't think that you're just always asking of them. You've provided value to them all week. So you asking something of them to leave their email below the post or to private message you if they're interested, they're more than happy to because they've seen how much value you've added to them all week. So this is your homework, to write out your timeline. So either do it in the form of pictures, whatever really inspires you. You can write it down on a piece of paper. You can do it, type it out in a Word document, do it with photos on Pinterest. I really don't mind how you do it. Just make sure that you have it in front of you and that it inspires you. Take a quick screenshot of it with your phone or type it up in the comments below and just share the dates that you want to hit certain goals by over the next 3 months. I hope you guys are excited for the next 2 weeks and this has got you pumped up for the goals that you're about to achieve and how much your business is going to grow. I can't wait to get started with you guys and see all of your amazing goals in the comments below this post. And if you have any questions, definitely always feel free to comment or reach out to me or your upline coach. I hope you guys have an amazing day.